headed over to T-Mobile Park or Field. T-Mobile something or other. Home of the Mariners. Let's put it that way. Mariners have taken the Vetter Cup. They've won all four games against the Padres so far this year.
What am I going to do with myself?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty sad, is it not?
The charity aspect is the only thing I like about it.
Yeah, fair enough. And like I said, maybe the Mariners will just let us have the last two games. Although the Padres have to go some here. Look, Padres have only won, we said it yesterday, they've only won one series against a winning team on the road this year. That was Milwaukee. Wouldn't hurt my feelings to see them win a second one here in Seattle. But they're going to have to win the last two games, of course, to win this series. Start of a road trip that will also take them to Minnesota. Padres are back home next week for the Baltimore Orioles. There's nothing like trying to decide a pennant race by playing a team from the American League East. But that's what baseball has left us with.
I'll take the Orioles this late in the year.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Dodgers shut out the Reds last night 7-0. Two home runs for Andy Pajes in that game. And L.A. goes back a game ahead of the Dodgers. In the National League West, this hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Shipped free from family farms. Get 20%.
Woo!
Yeah, write this down, Scraby. Your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. 20%.
Pretty good.
I like it. All right, we got our daily gambit coming up here. I'm going to try to stall as much as I can because neither of us did very well last night.
Oh, I see.
Fernando Tatis Jr. did jokingly say, because we talked about it, remember?
Yeah.
He jokingly said that he kind of forgot how to do his stutter step at third base last night.
He did.
It had been 32 days, 27 games, and 132 plate appearances for Fernando. But good to see him get the home run last night. And hopefully, you know, just I know everybody, it's hard because Tony said it right. If he goes around and starts slugging all home runs, he's probably not going to get the walks. And, you know, he's going to be striking out more. So, you know, I want the happy medium, but it's hard to get.
It is hard.
I would like to see him still reach base as much as he is, but add back some of the slugging.
I thought about this a lot yesterday.
It's really hard.
And
it's tough.
I don't know that anyone can be angry at Fernando in the leadoff position because of what the Padres' definition of a leadoff position is.
I don't know that anyone was angry about it. I think the question has just been put forth, you know, do we miss the old Fernando?
Of course. That was awesome last night.
Okay, so that's all. I don't think anybody's mad at Fernando. I think a lot of people are wondering, though.
Okay, I'm just on
edge.
Where
did the power go? And we have tried to, you know, explain it as best we can. I know some of the analytic people have their own ideas. You know, he's making contact or his weight, his balance is different. Stuff that I don't, you know, doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, you know, stuff he's probably working on because I know that he wants to hit some home runs and be that threat. Padres hit four home runs last night, lost the game. The last time that happened was 2021. So, like I said, I'll take my chances. Give me four home runs. Give me six runs scored the rest of the way, and I think the Padres are going to be okay. But last night didn't happen. David Morgan, really the only time he's pitched poorly all year.
I know. I was surprised.
The only time
that
all year. And really, you know, he was out of the game with three runs scored. That last bloop knocked in the last two. So, you know, long night for David Morgan. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, he feels like he let everybody down last night, but playing a pretty good Seattle team right now. They're playing well. The big dumper homers. Polanco turns into the second coming of Edgar Martinez or something down there. I don't know. He's hitting balls, spraying them all over the ballpark. Goes 3-for-4 with four RBIs. The Mariners win. We'll see what happens tonight in game two. By the way, quick note for Dylan Cease fans. Will tonight be the night, Scrabe?
He gets his first road win?
God, he's got to get one.
By the
he
way,
just has to. He's got to get one road win this season, please.
By the way, Jorge Polanco has 20 home runs on the year, Chris, so he's not nobody.
He's hitting .252. He's nobody, as far as I'm
concerned.
He's got an
OPS plus higher than Luis Arraez, I believe.
Oh, don't start here with this. Don't start in with Arraez.
I don't know. I'm a little down about it.
I know you are. I have Adam Klug coming up to me before the show, our boss, telling me that his own son, who's 12 years old?
I
shouldn't speak out of school. On
I was
going
to say, why are you sharing this story?
Because his own son put a lineup out that did not include Luis Arraez in it.
Well, I think Luis Arraez should be in the lineup, but the
not
two
according
spot,
to Adam, not according to Adam Klug's son.
Well, I definitely respect Ethan in his opinion because he watches a lot of baseball.
Ethan watches a ton of games, yeah. And he said no, Arraez, we're better without or with Arraez on the bench. He's 12 years old. He's not or 10 years. He's not the only one. I'm hearing it every time I turn around. Luis Arraez is costing this team.
I don't think he's costing the team. I think he's misplaced. He's misplaced in the two spot right now. If he was hitting .325, no issues. But he's not.
All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit before we just go back down the path we've been traveling the last 2 weeks.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We'll start with last night's game between the Padres and the Mariners. Mariners are -1.5 on the run line. Both of us chose the Padres. Both of us were wrong.
We're looking pretty good with a 4-1 lead there.
Yes.
But, you know,
is it bad to think, like, when I heard that they took that 4-1 lead, I was like, I just don't feel like...
I didn't feel as confident.
I did not feel confident at all. I was like, this is not going to end 4-1.
I'm going to second guess what they're doing right now, and I've been defending this team now for the last 2 weeks. But wouldn't we just be almost as good if we just... Would you feel almost better with Vasquez starting in that spot? I think a lot of people would.
I would. He's shown me this year.
Do we have to fear? Maybe he's just not quite the answer at this moment.
Well, maybe they just wanted the lefty look. And he did come up. He was coming off of a good start against the Giants, so he deserved to start.
I thought he was coming off a good start against the Giants, but I told you, even that start against the Giants, there was a lot of loud outs in that game. He got a little bit of a Petco Park break on a few of those fly balls.
That's
fine.
He
had Fernando go up and steal a home run for him.
That did happen.
I don't know. Vasquez seems almost better.
I'm just
throwing it out there. I can't be the only one who's thought of it.
No, and when Vasquez is probably the best starter from your weekend against the Dodgers, that bodes well to me. I give him a chance.
I'm not feeling confident in J.P. Sears yet, and I don't have time to wait for him.
All right. Let's move on to the total runs in the game. Over, under, 8.5. You went over, Chris. I went under, but you were correct. They had 15 total runs.
Ooh. Yeah, big night.
Who pitched more innings, Bryce Miller or J.P. Sears? We both went Sears. Bryce Miller, 5 innings. J.P. Sears, 3 2/3.
Do not bet with your heart, people.
No. Dodgers, Reds, over, under, 8 runs. Both of us said over. If the Reds scored a couple runs, it would have been over. But the Dodgers won 7-0, so we lose that. More Ks, Scooble or Hunter Green? Hunter Green had 3. Scooble had he was -2 on the spread. 12, -2. He had 10 strikeouts last night. Even with the -2.
Scooble also gave up a grand slam in that game for the first time in his career.
Why didn't it count against his earned runs? Was there an error?
I'm sure there was. I'd have to look at the box score.
Because I saw the score and I was like, whoa, Scooble got lit up, and then I looked, and it didn't seem like he pitched too bad. There had to have been an error somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you have, I'll just give you an example. If you have runners at first and second with 2 out, and the next guy up gets on an error to load the bases, the inning should have been over. But the next guy hits a grand slam, it's 4 runs,
yeah.
But all 4 runs are unearned.
Yeah, so they just kind of get lost in the universe.
Yeah, there was two errors in the game by Zach McKinstry, according to the box score. So that cost Detroit. Scooble gave up 6 runs, but only 1 was earned.
All right, there you go. There more you go. Rebounds, or more me bounds. Angel Reese or Asia Wilson? You went Wilson, I went Reese. Asia Wilson had 9 rebounds. Angel Reese had 17 minus her 2 on the spread, so she had 15.
Angel is a flat-out machine on the rebounding.
She is.
My goodness.
Venus Williams against Mukova yesterday. Mukova, 6.5-point favorite. Williams, we both chose, and we were correct. There was only a 4-game difference.
Venus Williams took it to a third set. Should we remind everybody again? She's 45 years old.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive against the number 11 player in the world to take her to a third set.
Yep.
So, I mean, Venus, that's almost as incredible as what she used to do when she was 14 years old, just starting on the tour.
Yeah.
Now she's 45 years old.
Both extremes. Competing.
Yeah, exactly.
Final bet, Alcaraz and I think it was Opelka.
Nope, come on.
Opelka?
Work on it. Yeah, Riley Opelka.
Okay, because I wrote down Alpaca because I was messing with his
Riley
name yesterday.
Opelka.
Over under 34.5 games. We both went over. They only had 32, so we lose this one, too.
Opelka gave him a good run, but Alcaraz won all 3 sets. You were 2-6. I was 3-5. We'll try to get some of our money back. We'll throw some good money after bad money after we check traffic. Look ahead to more what's coming up this evening. Our traffic will be at some point.
No, we got it. We got it. I just had to delete it.
All right, don't forget the Fantabulous Sports Game Show is coming up at the bottom of the hour as well. I'll give you a clue, Scraby. It's going to have some part of it, a bit of a tribute to the Big Dumper in our Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Oh. We'll explain all of that as Gwen and Chris rolls along.
I Staples. Have you heard? The Staples Easy Button is back with even more easy. Press it for custom prints, shipping services, even passport photos. Staples. That was easy.
Search for Gwen and Chris on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and listen on demand to the full show or hour-by-hour breakdowns from 97.3 The Fan.
All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. You know what's nice, Scraby?
What's up?
I don't have to go on Twitter anymore. I got my very own Twitter that walks into the studio now during breaks in the show. Adam Klug, our boss, coming in to point out that Jorge Polanco is indeed way better than a Luis Arraez, statistically and every other way. So what can I tell you? I said Jorge Polanco's a guy. I don't know anything about Jorge Polanco, thus no name in my mind. I don't follow the American League. Especially, you know, punching Judy, hitting second base.
He's not, though. He's hit 20 home runs this season.
Phenomenal. 250
hitter. I like it how Chris gets mad when people are like, hey, actually, he's kind of good. And Chris is like, well, because I haven't heard of him, I'm not going to say that he's good.
He's all right. He's got a he's got a 260 career batting average. That's fine. He's got a 766 career OPS. Arraez is better than that. Polanco has a career 110 OPS plus, which is a stat Adam is very fond of. Arraez has a higher OPS plus than that. This year, Polanco's had slightly better numbers. But I also don't expect anyone out there to think Arraez is good. As far as I'm concerned, and all I hear and all I read, is that Luis Arraez is one of the worst players in baseball, and he needs to stop playing on our team. Some people think he only needs to move down in the order. The funny thing is when we first got him, he was fantastic because he hit and he put the ball in play and he got 3 or 4 hits every game and we all loved this guy and we couldn't understand why nobody else wanted him. Remember that? Why did Minnesota get rid of him? Why did the Marlins get rid of him? Now everybody wants to get rid of him. Fine. Get rid of Luis Arraez. Blame it all on him if you must. But then finally, I'll ask this. What are we blaming on him? The team is one game out of first place. He's a part of that success.
Again, it's more of our want for the maximized lineup rather than, because we're not saying get rid of Luis Arraez. You keep putting words in people's mouths saying, oh, he's the worst player. Like, all people want to see is him move down the order. Because he's hitting 282 or whatever it is. And he hit into a double play on Sunday. And
he made an out last night, so that you ought to DFA him. Let's get to our picks for today's Fantabulous Sports Picking Gambling segment.
There you go.
You were 2-6 last night. I'll let you go first. The Padres are favored tonight by 1.5.
Really?
With Dylan Cease on the mound. Dylan Cease, he of no victories on the road this year. Would you be willing? I mean, not that we don't bet the money, but let's just say you had $50 burning a hole in your pocket and you had to bet it. Would you bet it on Dylan Cease minus 1.5 tonight?
No.
I don't think I would either.
No,
I mean, he's
got
to show me that he can win a game on the road before I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
But that said, who are you picking?
I'm going to hope. I'm just going to take the L. If Dylan Cease surprises us, that's fine. I'm going to go Mariners because...
You're going to take the Mariners.
Yeah, like you said, he has to prove it to us.
He hasn't won it once. Come on, Cease. You got to have one, like, seven-inning, one-hit game on the road. He's so capable of it.
He threw his no-hitter on the road last year.
I know. I'll take the Padres and bet on Dylan Cease. 8 runs over, under. No way these two teams do it again tonight. Under.
I'm going to say over because
really?
The weather
again?
Is similar.
Okay. What do we got here? We've got more strikeouts tonight. Hunter Brown of the Astros pitching in Colorado. I beg your pardon. Pitching in Houston against Colorado.
Okay.
Or Dylan Cease. More strikeouts. Who do you got here? Hunter Brown against the Rockies. Dylan Cease in Seattle tonight.
I'm going to go with... I mean, Dylan Cease is a strikeout guy, so I'm going to go with him there.
You're going with Cease?
Yeah.
I'm going with Hunter Brown because the Rockies are strikeout guys. Dodgers are 1.5 over the Reds.
After last night.
I know. They should be 7.5. Kershaw's pitching tonight. I've got to be honest. He's been really good. But our guy Nick Martinez is going to help us win tonight for the Reds. I'll take Cincy. How about you?
I'm going to be a Dodger lover.
Dodgers? Yeah. Kershaw, 5 1/3 innings pitched. Over, under. Scraby.
5 1/3 for Kershaw?
Kershaw.
He goes over.
You know what he's doing right now, Kershaw?
What?
He's showing, reminding us again why he's a Hall of Famer. Look, if you don't like him because we're Padres, I get it. Okay, that whole thing. But I want to say the Dodger fans were the ones that started to really get all, you know, on the Kershaw thing last couple of years. Get rid of this guy. He's had it. He's over the hill. It's enough. Yeah, I just thought that was bad form for a guy that's a certain Hall of Fame pitcher for your squad. And, you know, he wasn't as dominant the last couple of years. I don't know. He was 12-3, 13-5. He was still doing well. But this year he's 8-2. The 3.13 ERA.
Can we stop talking about him now?
Kershaw, over, under. You got to appreciate some greatness, even if it's not on your team. Phoenix Mercury, -3.5 at LA Sparks.
At Sparks.
Yeah. I think the Mercury is ahead of the Sparks in the standings. Thus, they are the... Let me see. Let me make sure. Phoenix, 22-14. Quite good. Fourth place. Sparks, ninth place, 17-18. Go ahead. I'll take the Phoenix. Sparks are not good at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mercury as well.
Mercury. Kelsey Plum, 20.5 points.
Under.
Ooh. I always go with the Powegian. Kelsey Plum, over. One more. Coco Gauff tonight. 6.5 game favorite at Anna Tomljanovic. First round of the U.S. Open. 6.5 is just way too much. We saw Venus Williams cover that last night. I'll take Tomljanovic +6.5. It's a long Czech Republic.
No, I like it.
All right.
I'm going to go with Gauff.
Going to go with Coco. There are our picks. When we come back, it's a Fantabulous Sports Game Show with a nod toward the Big Dumper. Tony is back. Probably to beat Scraby again. But we'll find out how it turns out when Gwen and Chris comes back on San Diego's number one sports stock station, the home of Luis Arraez, 97.3 The Fan. All right, 3:34 is the time. It's the time of the week where Scraby normally rolls over and loses the Fantabulous Sports Game Show to Tony Gwynn Jr.
I definitely don't roll over. I try.
You really give a good effort.
I do.
Tony is really good.
He's better than me.
He's the defending champ. He'll try to win again today. We'll give you the category in a moment. Tony's back in place. Traffic's back in place.
We need a second.
No, traffic's not back in place.
We need a second.
Tony's not back in place. I've been fed the wrong information.
Oh,
my goodness gracious.
You know what is great is when people aren't here, the internet works great. But because we had a barbecue today, everybody decided to show up and slow down the internet, Chris. That's what happened here.
People are actually at work today, and you're upset about that.
Yeah, because it's like, where are you the rest of the week?
Well, they don't come here.
Oh, we have a lineup we could do.
You want to kill some time with that?
Yes, I'm trans. Yes. Lineup?
I'll give you the lineup while you do that stuff.
Okay.
Padres go with Tatis in right field. Don't shoot the messenger. Arise a DH. Machado at third. O'Hearn at first. Bogarts at short. Sheets in left. Laureano in center. Cronenworth at second. Fermin catching. It's the exact same lineup as last night, except for the fact that Arise is DHing. O'Hearn is at first. That will make all of the people who have been clamoring for that happy, at least for the time being. Mariners have a Rosarena, Raleigh, Rodriguez, Naylor, Suarez, the ever-dangerous Jorge Polanco DHing tonight. Dominic Canzone is in the lineup for the Mariners tonight. He was not last night. J.P. Crawford at short. Cole Young plays second. For Seattle, Luis Castillo, 8-7. Dylan C., 6-11, but 0-4 on the road. Your pitching matchup now. Oh, Tony, hello. Let's play the Fantabulous Sports Game Show.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And hi, hello, and how are you, everybody? I feel like Drew Carey running out here. And
Price is running out here.
All right, here we go with the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today. Tony Gwynn Jr. versus Matt Scraby. I'll give the category shortly. All you out there can play along. These guys will go back and forth giving what they hope are correct answers. If they get one wrong, they get a strike. Three strikes, and you're out. There are 23 correct answers today, guys. Normally that means you'd need 12 to win. But I'm going to handicap Tony a little bit.
What?
Tony, oh. I believe this is a category that you should be so good in. And I'm not sure Scraby will be as good as Tony in this particular category. And you'll see when I tell you the category why. And I'll explain why. So the handicap is that Tony's got to get the 13 to win today.
Oh.
Scraby's got to get to 12.
Oh.
So basically, for Tony to win, he's going to have to get you 13 to 10.
Okay.
Whereas you'd have to beat him 12-11.
Okay.
So I'm giving a little handicap.
You know what? I will take all the help I can get in this game.
All right. I'm going to give you the category, and I think you're going to understand why. There's two reasons why, and I'll tell you.
Tony Gwynn Senior stats.
No. Today's category, Major League Baseball players who have hit 50 home runs in a season since 1990.
Okay.
Tony, a handicap is he called the game last night in which somebody accomplished this feat. And I'm just thinking that he might have done a little history research on this to go along with it. So I'm going to make him do a little bit better than you.
So just in the history?
No, 1990.
Oh, 1990.
And the reason that's the line of demarcation, prior to 1990, there were only 10 players who did this. Babe Ruth, Hack Wilson, Jimmy Fox, Hank Greenberg, Johnny Mize, Ralph Kiner, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, and in 1977, George Foster. He was the 10th. And then there was 13 more years before someone else did it. But starting in 1990, it started to happen more often. And there's a total of 23 guys that have done it since. So, here we go. Some have done it more than once, but if you get it, their name, you only get the 1 point. Scrape, you want to go first today? You're on about a 3-game losing streak, maybe longer.
I don't know what to do in this position.
You never know what to do.
I'm just going to go, and I'm just going to take Barry Bonds off the board.
Barry Bonds is correct. Barry Bonds, here's the funny thing. I think this will be interesting to people. The all-time home run leader, Barry Bonds, only hit 50 home runs in a season one time.
The 73?
Yep. The year he hit 73 was the only time he ever got over 50.
Wow. I thought that was a slam dunk.
You would think that he did it way more than one time. All right, Tony, you're up. Scraby's on the board with Barry Bonds. 1-0.
Cal Riley, big dumper.
Cal Riley did it last night. Last I checked, the dumper on the board was 50. The Seattle beat writer had a great line yesterday when we asked him about the big dumper. Tony, he said that is Jared Kelnick's greatest donation to the game of baseball, and always will be.
It's kind of mean, but it's hilarious.
That's funny.
It is. All right, Scrape, give me somebody.
That is the era in which we grew up. There were these guys that had these incredible nicknames, and they were better known for their nicknames than what they actually were doing on the field. Big Dumper, his nickname. They were telling us yesterday that they sell more Big Dumper shirts than they do Riley shirts.
If you walked around with a shirt that said Raleigh on the back, people would be like, what is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
I wanted to say Dumper. Right. Raleigh's the capital of North Carolina. It's not the catcher for the Mariners. All right, 1-1. Scraby, you're up. Give me somebody with a 50 home run season since 1990.
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire, he did it 4 times. He did it in 96, 97, 98, and 99. High water mark, of course, was 1998 when he hit 70 home runs to set the then record. All right, 2-1 in favor of Scraby. Tony Gwynn Jr., somebody with a 50 home run season since 1990.
Scraby, who'd you just say?
He said McGwire.
Yeah, Mark McGwire.
Oh, okay. Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani. He was the one right before Cal Raleigh.
You want to know what's really funny? What? It's I didn't even think about him.
You didn't think of him?
I did not even think about him.
He had a 50-50 season last year.
I know. I didn't even think about it.
Shohei is correct. So that ties it at 2. Tony's given us the 2 most recent guys. Scraby's given us McGwire and Bonds. And here we go in a 2-2 tie with 19 correct answers left. Scraby.
You know, with all this Ken Griffey talk in Seattle, I went and I played my old Ken Griffey Jr. baseball over the weekend. It's great. I love it. I'm going to go with Ken Griffey.
Ken Griffey is incorrect. Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes,
is correct.
I'm going to give that in there.
Of course you're good. 56, he did it in back-to-back years, 1997 and 98. So Scraby takes a 3-2 lead.
Can I ask, Tony, do you think Ken Griffey baseball is one of the best games of your childhood?
I don't remember it.
It was okay. Tony's giving a fair
RBI
answer
baseball,
here.
Baseball Stars was legit.
Ken Griffey not at the top of the list.
Ken Griffey wasn't really my favorites, man.
Wow.
I guess it's because I'm not the son of a Hall of Famer that I need to...
Let's ask a better question about Ken Griffey Jr.
What?
Is it the best swing in the history of the game?
It's pretty nice.
Let's see.
Okay.
Manny's is pretty nice, too.
I like Manny's.
Manny's is like a logo swing.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr., man, that'll never be duplicated.
All right, I don't even know what we're doing here.
Tony, you're up. 23 total, 18 correct answers remaining. Guys with 50 home run seasons since 1990.
Mike Stanton.
Mike Stanton.
Man, it is Mike Stanton.
It is. Otherwise known as Giancarlo.
Would I have gotten it wrong if I said Giancarlo Stanton?
No, he was Mike.
No,
I don't think he was. He was Giancarlo
He was Giancarlo.
He was Giancarlo. He was with Miami in 2017. He had 59 home runs. That is correct.
All right.
We're tied at 3-3. 6 answers down. We have 17 to go. This is going to get a little more difficult, but no strikes yet. 50 home run seasons.
All right.
Scraby.
Aaron Judge.
Pretty good call. Aaron Judge is, I mean, this is impressive. Considering Barry Bonds only did it once, Aaron Judge has already done it 3 times. 2017, 2022, and last year, 2024. So 3 times already for Judge. And a 4-3 lead for Mr. Scraby. I'm impressed, Scraby. You're doing fine so far.
Thank you.
Tony Gwynn Jr. trying to tie it back up.
The polar bear. The other good nickname, the Polar Bear.
Polar Bear. Mr. Alonzo did it, I believe, his rookie season. 2019, hit 53 to set the all-time rookie record for the Mets. Of course, the year after is about when I picked him up on my fantasy squad. He hasn't been anywhere near that since. Sorry about that, Pete. I feel like I jinxed him. Tied at four. 4-4. Home run, 50 home run guys since 1990. Scraby.
Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa. Take an easy one off the board. Sammy not only had four 50 home run seasons, he had three 60 home run seasons.
I think we know why, Chris.
I'm just reporting the facts. You make up your own
facts,
mind on
baby.
All of that. Sosa had
just an extremely talented baseball player.
He had three 60 home run seasons. No one else ever had more than one. We are McGuire had two. I beg your pardon. Either way, 5-4. Scraby.
No, so Tony.
No, but it's 5-4. You're leading. Sorry. Yes, Tony's turn.
Gosh.
Correct. Tony's turn.
Jose Bautista.
Jose Bautista, that's almost impossible to get. I don't know how he does
Thank you for taking that one off the board.
You would have never got it. 2010, Jose Bautista of Toronto hit 54 home runs.
It did. It sparked some sort of memory about someone.
When did that happen? Where was
I? Remember Joey Bats?
Yeah, I do. I don't remember him getting 54 home runs, but he did it in 2010.
Bautista?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Joey Bats, 5-5.
All right. I didn't do this.
We got 13 left. Scraby, you guys are rolling through this category right now as if there's no stopping you.
I'm all up in my head about this one, but I think Greg Vaughn did it in 98.
Very good. Greg Vaughn of the Padres. He is the lone Padre on the list.
I was like, did he do like 49 or something?
He did 49 until the last day of the season when he dramatically hit his 50th.
Got it.
In Arizona for Make the Mark in 1998. Correct, Scraby. Very good. You take a 6-5 lead. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn. 12 correct answers remaining.
Ha. How about my guy, Prince Fielder? He got to 50.
Prince. He did it.
07, I believe it was.
2007 is correct. Prince Fielder, Milwaukee Brew Crew.
I didn't choose him because that's Tony's best friend, so
very nice of you to allow him to get his own guy.
I just wanted to save it for Tony.
We already know that the competition in this game would never allow for something like that to take place. All right, Scraby, we're tied at 6-6.
Things are getting tight.
I think you're doing a good job here, Scrabe. 11 to go.
All right,
I thought you might be slowing down by now.
No, I got a couple names in mind.
Got a couple more. Okay, 50 home run seasons.
I'm trying to think of someone else before I go with them, but...
Okay. A little strategy being played here, perhaps.
All right, I might get a strike here.
Usually when Scraby does this, he messes up.
I might get a strike here.
You might, huh? You going to risk
it? Messes up.
I don't have a name I'm super confident in. So I'd rather get a strike with a name that makes me kind of sort of look smart rather than a name that's not even on the list.
There are 11 correct answers. Let's see if you can give me one here.
Josh Hamilton.
Josh Hamilton.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not even close. So
what?
Take a strike on that.
Why is that not even close? He was like the home run guy there for a few years.
Home run derby, maybe. Don't recall him on home runs. I don't know what Josh Hamilton's high was. I don't have it in front of me, but... Not on the 50 home run list. Scraby gets his first strike of the day.
And Tony, taking the wind out of my sails.
Sorry about that. Tony, you have a chance to take your first lead. We're tied at 6.
Sorry about that.
11 categories. I have to come up with a lot of different ways to feel sorry for Scraby during this game. Tony, what do you got here?
Sorry about that.
Yep.
How about...
Tony seems to have just an endless supply of these, doesn't it?
This is his wheelhouse.
Yeah, I know. That's why I gave him the...
This is my wheelhouse.
That's why I gave him the handicap.
Let's go with my guy, Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard, Philadelphia Phillies.
Dang it.
2006. Another teammate, Tony, at some point? Trying to think.
Yes.
You and Ryan Howard, yeah, played together. So
2014.
Okay, so you got a couple of your old teammates on this list. Ryan Howard had 58 of them in 2006.
Oh.
Scraby, you're now trailing 7-6, and you have a strike, but it's your turn. Who you got? You need a 50 home run season here. There are some pretty good ones left.
What about Big Pappy.
Big Pappy. I like it. If it's correct, I really like
it. It's not on the list.
54 and 206. Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Big Pappy did it the same year that Ryan Howard did it. They both did it in 2006. Very good, Scraby. We're tied at 7. 9 correct answers remaining. Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn. 7-7 tie. The Fantabulous Sports Game Show rolling on here.
Yeah, what's just reset the topic?
Yes, you're right. 50 home run seasons in Major League Baseball since 1990. That's the line of demarcation here. Tony Gwynn Jr.
Go with a couple different ones. Let's go with a more recent one. Let's go with Matt Olson.
Matt Olson did it for the Braves a couple of years ago, 2023. Actually, we've had a person each of the last 3 years. Matt Olson, 2023. Yeah. Shohei Ohtani, 2024. And Cal Raleigh this season. Matt Olson is correct. And that gives Tony an 8-7 lead. With 8 correct answers remaining, Scraby racking his brain. He's got 1 strike. I will tell you there are at least a couple of really big ones on here, Scrabe. I'm not trying to throw you off. But there are... It's getting to be slimmer pickings for sure. Some of these are pretty tough. So I will tell you that. But there's at least one I know you could.
I'm just going through my TV baseball cruise right now. A-Rod.
TV baseball. Why did you go through TV baseball cruise?
Because they would
cruise?
Only have people that are really good at the game on their shows.
I mean, you could have ended up with, you know.
I knew Derek Jeter didn't hit 50 home runs. So.
But A-Rod did. He did it 3 times, as a matter of fact. He did it in 01, 02, and 07. Twice with Texas, once with the Yankees. Very good, Scraby.
Thank you.
Tied it back up. 8-8. There are 7 correct answers remaining. I have a feeling Tony probably could get all 7 in his sleep the way things are going, but we'll see. It's your turn, Mr. Gwynn Jr.
Let's dial it all back to 1990, where the other fielder, Cecil Fielder, hit
how about
50
that?
Homers.
Yeah, he was the one that kind of broke the seal.
On that one for a little bit.
Cecil Fielder ended up with 51 home runs. You talk about the pressure, though. Remember, nobody had done this in 13 years when he got to 50. And Cecil was at 49 going
George
into the last.
I think Foster was the last guy before him, right?
Right. Foster in 77. Then you had to go back to Roger Maris and Willie Mays in the mid-60s. So it had been like 35 years and only one guy had done it. And Fielder was on 49 going into the last day of the season. He had a pair at Yankee, I believe at Yankee Stadium, too, for Detroit. Cecil did it. Prince did it. And as Tony is pretty well aware, one of the strangest statistics in baseball history, they both finished with the same number of career home runs.
It's quite crazy.
That is crazy.
It's almost
indeed.
As crazy as your dad getting his 2,000th and 3,000th hit on the same
day. That's pretty crazy,
day.
For sure. All right, 9-8, yeah, Tony's got the lead. Scraby, it's getting serious. You got 6 correct answers remaining. I'm going to give you huge thumbs and props. You get any of these 6, they're not impossible, but
right,
I think they're
I'm
difficult.
Go with... A big bopper from the last couple years.
Big bopper?
Yordan Alvarez.
Yordan Alvarez was, I think, a pretty good guess, but it's not going to be correct. I'm sorry. That's going to be your second strike. Yordan did not get 50. So it is strike 2 for Scraby. 6 correct answers remaining. Tony Gwynn Jr. Extend the lead.
The guy who once was yelling from the dugout, pointing to his bicep in the early 1990s, went by the name of Albert Bell.
I definitely know who Albert Bell is, but wouldn't have guessed that.
If anybody can get, what was Albert Bell's name when he broke into baseball? Anybody? He changed it to Albert. I think that was his middle name, or the other name was his middle name.
He was originally, Bell or something?
Yeah, no, he was originally Joey Bell.
Joey Bell?
Yeah, look it up. He was Joey Bell for just a little while.
Hey.
I don't think I'd call him that. He'd probably slam me into the ground. He seemed like a very ornery guy.
Hey, Joey Bell. Just go down and Joey Bell will take
care
of you.
Hey, Joey. He had 50 home runs in 1995. That was a shortened season, by the way. Albert Bell was hammering the ball for sure. Tony leads 9-7. Scraby, it's almost a hopeless situation, I'm sorry to say. You need one here, or the game is over. I will tell you that everyone remaining except for one guy is at least 20 years ago.
All right, I'm going to guess one that you guys will probably never think I know his knew his name.
All right, let's see if it's right.
Adam Dunn.
Adam Dunn!
Yeah.
Wow!
Donkey.
Hadn't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's because I didn't put him down on the list last night. He's not quite
on
there.
I knew it was... But his one season in Cincinnati, I heard about maybe 5,000 times when I lived there for 6 months.
Adam Dunn had some big home run years, but never made the 50 mark. That is the ball game. Strabe has gone down, but it was really a very good effort, Scraby. This was not your category.
I'm done with effort points, okay?
I knew this would be a tough one today, but I thought in the wake of Cal Raleigh last night, it might be fun to look back at some of the other guys. There are, I think, 5 correct answers remaining. Tony, do you want to name them all, or what do you want to do here? I'll let you look really good.
Try. Brady Anderson.
Brady Anderson is from your hometown.
Look, I have him.
You had him. He's from your hometown, Scraby. Carl's bad boy.
I didn't know that.
Brady Anderson did it.
I think Luis Gonzalez,
2001, had a big one. 57 homer a year. You got 3 left, Tony.
What about the Big Hurt?
Big Hurt didn't make it.
I think the nicest man in the Hall of Fame, Jim Thome, was on there.
Jim Thome. He's just reeling him off. There's 2 left, Tony. If you get him, then...
Are they old school guys?
Oh, you know who was a peer of mine? Another Oriole, Chris Davis.
Chris Davis, before he started striking out every at-bat, did it in 2013.
I can't think who else was on there.
The only one you didn't name, Tony, in 2005, 51 home runs for the greatest player ever to come out of... Is it Curacao or Haiti or...
Jerks and Profar?
Oh, Andrew Jones.
Andrew Jones. Andrew Jones was the other one. Very good. The Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Tony gets it. Hope everybody enjoyed a little bit of a trip down memory lane there with the home run hitters, more Gwen and Chris, and... Chris versus the fans is next, 833-288-0973.